Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we will hear about monthly clothes swap events in Cork and how they are a sustainable way to get your hands on some new fashion items, as well as saving money. Cork Clothes Swap hosts monthly clothes swaps across Cork City. All you have to do is bring 5 items of washed and dried items, either men's or women's clothes are accepted, and you can browse and pick up as many other items as you like. They also take donations. Claire Buckley is part of the Cork Clothes Swap volunteer team.
So what you do is you can bring up to 5 pieces and you can take up to 5 pieces. Basically, it's a way of keeping clothes circulating, keep them out of landfill. It's practical. You know, we get clothes with tags on them. We get clothes that need a little bit of attention. And we have a fixing fashion station here, and they can mend, they can upcycle, you know, they can keep it, give it more life, you know, keep it going for longer. So that's kind of...
And where did the idea for the Cork Clothes Swap come from?
Well, initially it was Joy was the girl that started it, and she'd come across it while she was studying in London, and about 2 years ago she decided she'd try it, and she rang her friends. She went to the park with 6 pieces, and I think a couple of people came, and then the next time she had more pieces, and eventually she needed a space indoors, and so she got onto a community hub in called Rebel Reeds down by the Marina Market. So and we are there now the first Wednesday of every month, but at this stage we have lots and lots of clothes. We have, you know, 50 to 100 people coming to our swaps. And we're turning around, we could be turning around 400 pieces of clothes at every swap. So it's an incredible amount of clothes that we're saving from landfill, you know, and they're all being rehomed. You know, somebody is getting another good length of time out of them, or, you know, so it's definitely working.
According to the Trashin report by Clean Up Kenya, an advocate group for sustainable public sanitation, 150 million items of clothing are sent abroad from the EU with the intent of being donated or recycled, but one third end up being dumped in rivers and landfills. Of the millions of items of used clothing shipped directly from the EU to Kenya each year, up to 1 in 3 contain plastic and are of such low quality that they're immediately dumped in the environment or burned. When taking part in the Cork Clothes Swap, you can see directly where your clothes are going.
It's very difficult to recycle clothes because there's so much plastic in clothes. So it's not really, you know, it's not really green to think you can recycle clothes, you know. So if you can use them for any other alternative, you know, if they're not worthy of wearing, maybe try and make a bag out of them or make something else. There's, you know, there's always pieces of the material that you can use. And at least, you know, you're saving a little bit more, taking it, you know, keeping it out of landfill. That's, you know, a little bit is, it makes all the difference, really.
On Saturday, July 8th, the clothes swap at St. Peter's, Cork saw 93 people swap clothes. Those who attended donated 356 items of clothing and took home 303 garments. The Cork Clothes Swap group calculated that approximately 148 kg of textiles were saved from going to landfill. These numbers reflect the quantity of clothes that are being loved in a new wardrobe rather than rotting in a landfill. When it comes to sustainable fashion, it's unrealistic to expect our whole society to only buy what they will wear for a lifetime. Swapping our clothes is a totally free and simple solution to this.
I would like to see, and we would like to see going forward, is maybe the likes of schools, you know, where there's uniforms involved. I know they talk about taking pieces in, you know, you could take uniforms back and they'd use them as charity. But I think you need to take that word out of the equation and everybody bring back their uniforms and people just swap them and take the next size and, you know, take any stigma that may be in it, take that out. There is no reason that there should be, you know, any stigma involved. It's very practical. And I think also the likes of, we'll say, the one-off Deb's dresses, grad suits, that I would like that going forward we could create a platform for that as well.
To learn more about swapping clothes and sustainable fashion, visit a monthly Cork Clothes Swap event or visit Cork Clothes Swap on social media. You can also check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.